We are on Tesvav Amud Beis. Tesvav Amud Beis at the bottom. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Div Rabbi Yosef Hagili Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Hagili Rabbi Akiva, whose opinion of the word Be'ele comes to exclude the situation of the Eved going forever. Hold on. Meaning only when it comes to... Only when it comes to... Which one were they? I think it's that if somebody redeems them, they get to... They had a machlokas. Rabbi Yosef thought that the ones who... the family... If the family redeems them, so then they're completely free. And Rabbi Akiva said the opposite. The Rabbi Akiva thought that if the family does it, so then he's just going to keep selling himself into slavery, and his family is going to keep redeeming him. So then he says only when the family does it does he stay actually meshubah to the family. So now Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan is saying, "Dear Rabbi Yosef, give Rabbi Akiva." That's all according to Rabbi Yosef Hagili and Rabbi Akiva, that the word Be'ela comes to exclude one or the other. You know, either the family or the non-family are going to set him free forever, completely. Aval Chachamim Omrim Hakol Shichrar. Chachamim believe that no matter who redeems him, no matter who frees him, he goes completely free. Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? Rabbi, he demafik le'lehai Be'ela the Drash Shachrini. Because Rebbe holds that the word Be'ela comes to teach us something else. That the Nimkar L'Nachri is not Yotze B'Shesh. That was earlier on yesterday's daf, that Rebbe said that if the person sold himself to a non-Jew, so then he doesn't have the six-year thing. Because only Be'ela in those situations would he go free. Not the situations of Jew, of being sold to a Jew, would he go free. Vimikra nidrash bein lefanav bein la'achrav. I guess he basically doesn't learn the word be'ela, that they both come to teach you both the phrase before and after, meaning the family and the non-family are similar to mocher atzmo cases. What was the middle one? I think it was he redeemed himself. Okay, v'Rebbe hi v'yatzav shnas hayovel mayavid lei. And according to Rebbe, what does he do with the word v'yatzav shnas hayovel? The Rebbe also, like the Rebbe Akiva, came to exclude. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Akiva used that pasuk to say what? That the eved doesn't go free. In some case. But rather, v'yatzav shnas hayovel. So, v'yatzav shnas hayovel. V'yatzav shnas hayovel. The verse says, the pasuk says, and he goes out at the year of yovel. Be'ovei kocham sheyeshno tachas yadcha, o eino ela be'ovei kocham sheyeshno tachas yadcha. Is referring to a non-Jew who is the master of a slave. Sheyeshno tachas yadcha.
That's living under your rule. I mean,
who's your rule?
Under Jewish rule.
He is living in...
I mean, like a Ger Tosha type of thing?
Like a Ger Tosha, okay.
Or is it a non-Jew who's living without any Jewish ideals?
So the question is, how could you force him to release the slave in Yovel?
Right, Yotzer Shnasa Yovel, who's going to tell him, hey, buddy, it's Yovel time. So Amar, it's V'chima Avshar, Laso Slow, Ha'ena Kazim Dabra Elbo, Chumashiesh M'tachas Yadcha.
So obviously the Pasuk is talking about...
Oh, meaning that the drusha of the Pasuk is to teach us this must be only talking about a non-Jew who is basically a Ger Toshav, who's living amongst the Jews and will follow the rules. Okay. Ubishtar, an Eved Ivri can be acquired with a document. I mean, Ellen, how do we know that an Eved Ivri can be acquired with a document? We already learned out Kesef. I don't remember what the drasha was. That was the whole question, I guess. So, I mean, Ellen, how do we know Says Amar Ula, Amar Kra, Imachrei Sikach Lo. If the master...
The pasuk there is if a man takes another wife, right? He can't... If he's married this to a maidservant...
It's referring to slave, but you're saying that it's referring to...
And then he takes another wife, he can't decide to mistreat the slave wife.
Right. If he's married to an Amevriya already, and then he takes another wife who's not an Amevriya.
Right.
Because of Acheres. Ma Acheres Mekanishkar.
Doesn't she cease to be an Amma Ivriya? Like right after the wedding?
I don't know what the mechanism is.
And the big parties.
No, I believe you're right. But the point is, he can't continue to... He can't treat her differently than he treats his other wife.
Correct.
Yeah, she was just an Amma, you know, she's the lower status.
Correct. In the meantime...
Yeah.
In the meantime, can he treat her as an Amma?
Oh, you're saying be treated as a slave before another wife?
It never said in the Mishnah that she goes free through
marriage,
marrying him.
True. I don't know. So here it's making a hekesh between Amma Acheres. Ma Acheres Mekani Bishtar. Af Amma Ria Mekani Bishtar. Right? If Acheres, meaning another one, which implies that there's a similarity between them. So when it says, that makes sense according to the one who says that the shtar for the Amma Ivriya, that is for the sake of...
is written by the master.
When we're talking about the kinyan, the original kinyan of her becoming a slave in this house, so it makes sense if that shtar we believe is written by the master, because it's similar in the sense that the master will write a shtar kiddushin and also the shtar kinyan. So therefore, it makes sense that there's a juxtaposition between the two. Elo leman damar av kosvo, but according to the opinion that the father of the Amma Ivriya is the one who actually sells her into slavery, and it's not the same as shtar kiddushin, because then the husband is the kone as opposed to the father being the seller. We talked about that a little bit, sort of the direction of it matters too. So Ma'ikamemra. So who are you go? So what are you going to say for that? Because it's not, you know, the drasha of Ma'acheres doesn't work because they're not the same. To Itmar. How do we know this machlokas? Shtar Amma Ivriya Mikosva Rav Huna Amar Adon Kosva Rav Chista Amar Av Kosva Hanichal Rav Huna El Rav Chista Ma'ikamemra. So according to Rav Huna, it all makes sense that there's a juxtaposition between the kiddushin of a free woman and the acquisition of a maidservant, because they're done the same way. The Adon or the Baal makes a shtar to acquire the person. But what about Rav Chista? Rav Chista believes the father does this. There's another pasuk that teaches us that an Eved is acquired by a shtar, which is the pasuk also in Shmos Chaf Aleph and Mishpatim. They should not go out like the other free slaves. Lo se tzeik et seis avadim.
Says here she shall not go out as the male slaves do.
Right, well, avadim are male slaves. But this is also, I think, referring to an Eved Kanani. What's the context of the pasuk? They might be one of the injuries.
Be acquired in the manner of the acquisition of Canaanite male slaves. And what is this mode of acquisition?
Right. Aval niknesi avadim. Not like the other avadim. Wait, so the first one is lo tzitzei kitzei avadim. What kind of eved? Oh, kitzei avadim. Aval kinyan avadim. Okay, I get it. Meaning she doesn't go out the same way that the avadim go out. This I have here, if they're damaged in some way, they're injured in some way, then they would be paid and they go out. But only in the exit is she not similar, but she is similar in the terms of how they get into it. My new star. So Gemara says, wait a second, Ve'ema, I mean, that's an open drasha. There's nothing telling us it should be a star per se. Ve'ema aval neknesi kinyan avadim ma'ayinihu chazaka. Why don't we say it's a chazaka, not a star? How do you do a chazaka with a person?
You have them do some work for you.
And they just keep doing it. Yeah, okay. Amar Krav, he's not gonna some livnech macharechem. Osam bechazaka v'lo achar bechazaka. The drasha that allows you to make an eved work for you and thereby become your eved through chazaka is specifically through osam livnechem acharechem. Osam, they, meaning the eved Kanani, can become an eved for you through chazaka, but nobody else. V'lo achar bechazaka. V'yim osam b'shtar v'lo achar b'shtar.
Why do we say the same thing by shtar?
That pasuk is also open ended. It's nothing. There's nothing in that pasuk that teaches you anything about a shtar per se. It could be talk as a chazaka per se. It could be talking about shtar. So Gemara says haksiv lo 6 days avadim. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Again, in the end of the day, ma'arisa. What's the difference between saying this drasha talking about that or that drasha talking about that? There's nothing in the pasukim that teaches us which one they're talking about. Says Gemara, mistab shtar ha'avaleil rabuye shekein motzi b'vas Yisrael. It makes more sense to say that the drasha from lo kitzeis kitzeis havadim, lo kitzeis kitzeis havadim, is teaching us about shtar, because there is a yitzia of a b'vas Yisrael which is b'shtar, meaning when the pasuk says she doesn't go out like an eved goes out. So how does she go out? Well, typically, a woman leaves a marriage through a shtar with a get. So maybe that's what we're talking about here. It just makes more sense. Says number one, saying adraba chazaka havalei rabuye shekein kodem minichsei hager. Maybe chazaka is a better way to understand it because chazaka is greater in that a ger.
It'll allow you to acquire the property of a ger who dies and has no heirs.
Okay, so what?
Whereas a shtar won't.
A shtar can't do that because he's dead.
You can't write up a shtar and say, with the shtar I'm acquiring his property.
Okay, this is just a general statement, right, that chazaka is stronger than shtar. Okay, I thought the first one was more thematic; it was more contextual. But I guess that's not what it was saying before. Mistaber shtar havalei l'rabuya means shekein motzi b'vas Yisrael. It makes more sense that the pasuk would refer to a get because we know that generally a shtar can get a woman out of a marriage, whereas a chazaka can't do that, obviously. But Isha's, I guess it wouldn't be so obvious. What would she do? Like work outside the house for a little bit or just be free for a few days? I don't know. So Gemara says, B'isha's mi'ez lo ashkachan. When it comes to Isha, so we don't have any concept of chazaka. Do we have no concept of chazaka by Isha's? There's some tshuvas that talk about, you know, if they're living in the house together for long enough, we assume that they're married, isn't there?
I think so, but...
Yeah, I don't know if we call that a chazaka per se.
I don't know if I've ever seen, I've heard exactly that concept.
Yeah, I think Rav Moshe has.
But I don't
yeah,
know
okay.
what it's based on specifically.
Right, right. It might not be a chazaka type of thing. Either way, that's what the Gemara says.
They
cohabited with each other.
Right,
exactly. Okay, so the Gemara says, Iba yisema lahach yahani ima cheres. Alternatively, you could say, not that shtar should be included because it's stronger, but rather because that's what the pasuk ima cheres is coming to teach us. Meaning that meikra din in ama ivriya is not learned from Kiddushin. It's rather learned from Eved Ivri, from Eved Kanani, they use a shtar. But now that the Eved Kanani, you can learn in either direction, meaning from the word Osam or from Imacheres. So then what? Rav Chista believes what? I don't know how they're learning from the word imacheres now. Oh, He's using, okay, I gotcha. Meaning that for Rav Chisser, the Rav who holds of the pasuk imachar teaches us straight out that you can use a shtar, but Rav Huna holds that I am sav. Rav Chista holds that av kosva, and therefore imacheres doesn't work because it's not the same thing. So technically, Rav Chista still has the pasuk imacheres in his chamber. He can still use that. He can still. It's open for a drasha for him. So now we're saying that's what imacheres teaches us, that while these two pesukim could be used, the osam v'isnachatem osam livneichem and the pasuk of lo yitzek tes avadim, so the imacheres basically pushes over the edge and tells us that imacheres is teaching. Imacheres teaches us that we learn the drasha of lo yitzek tes avadim as referring to a shtar. Yeah, that only the Eved Kanani only the Eved Kanani goes out with an injury, and she doesn't. She goes out with a shtar. Rav Huna, Hilo Sixes Havadim Madarshi Bay. How does he use the pasuk lo yitzek? Hahuim Bayle She'eni Yotze Barashe Varim Kubavit. It's just that she doesn't go out with one of those injuries. Doesn't have to teach you what she does go out with. That's our drasha, right? About Niknesikin Avanim, we don't have to say that part. You could just say that the pasuk is teaching us she doesn't go out with those injuries. It's not teaching us a drasha of a new way to go out. They already hold that there's a way to get out, which is a shtar. Rav Chisda or Kesa. Rav Chisda, im ken lich lekrav lo say ka'avadim. Ma kitzei sa'avadim, shema min atarati. And that's something that apparently Rav Huna doesn't feel the need to darshan. Right? It says, lo say kitzei sa'avadim. What's kitzei sa'avadim? He holds that that's an extra word. And that extra word teaches us both. That there is another mechanism, i.e. shtar, and that she doesn't go out with injuries. Mikones atzmo b'shanim, and the Eved Ivri can acquire himself with shanim. It is interesting. We just darshaned this whole thing specifically for an Am Ivriya, and the Mishnah wasn't talking only about an Am Ivriya. The Mishnah was talking about an Eved Ivri generally. And the previous part, when it was Kesef, we had okay. Well, that only works for an Am Ivriya. What about for an Eved? We didn't say that here. Okay, we didn't go through all those machinations. So I don't know. I don't know why they didn't go through the same type of thing. Maybe these pesukim are more general and they apply all over. I don't know. Hakona asma b'shanim, that after 6 years, assuming that he is a mocher machru based, then at least, if not also mocher atzma, that's machlos we said before. Rabbi Elazar, I believe, would say that it's of any type. So hakona asma b'shanim, the Tanakam, whoever that was, said there's a difference. So this is machra based. And dichsiv sheshanim yavar vashvius. Okay, that was easy enough. The pasuk says it, so that's why you do it. Biyovel. What about if Yovel comes? Why do we know that? Dichsiv at nasa Yovel imach yavod imach. Pasuk says it too. Bigiron kesef, a prorated payoff. Amar chiskia de amar kra behefda malam shemigareya pidyona aviyotza. You lessen the money and then you go. Tana v'kones atzmo kesef v'shava kesef v'shtar. There's a brisa that says the word v'shava kesef. I don't think I said that. Bish lama kesef dichsim kesef mignaso. Shava kesef nami yashiv gulos omarach manal rabos shava kesef. Ela hai shtar hechidami. What kind of shtar are we talking about in the brisa? Ilim et kesef l'shtar adyami adame. If we're saying that the Eved writes a shtar of his worth and gives it to the master.
In other words, he's giving him a promissory note. He doesn't have the cash.
He's converting it into a loan.
Yeah.
Basically. So Hainu Kesef, that's the same as Kesef. Ela Shichror. Rather, it's referring to a shtar Shichror. Shtar Lamali, Lamale Ba'ape Tre, Zeal. Why does he need a shtar? Just say in front of two witnesses, go. Right, the other one should just let him go. So inami papa bedina, or in front of Beis Din Zil. So Amar Rav is also meras Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi. The Harav Shemachal Gir Ono Ein Gir Ono Machol. The Eved himself is acquired, and the master that forgives the rest of the payment is not forgiven. You can't just get rid of it, and therefore you need a real shichror. You need a real shtar shichror to do it. Okay. Interesting. Just mechila, I guess mechila bepeh. Just saying it's forgiven is not good enough. Yisir alav ame ivriya. The ame ivriya also gets to go out with simanim. Amri shlagish ame ivriya kones atzma misa sa'av, mirsha sa'adon, mikav achomer. So Rish Lakish has a chiddush here that she also goes free when the father who sold her into this guy's slavery, so the father dies, so she goes free from the master from because of a kavach chomer. Masi manim she'ein motzin mirsha sa'av, motzin mirsha sa'adon. When she matures in her father's household, she still lives in her father's house. The father still has jurisdiction over her until she becomes a bogeres. So then but nonetheless, just simanim, meaning the beginning of puberty, already takes her out of her master's household, even though it doesn't take her out of her father's. Misa, death, shemotzia mirsha sa'av, which does take her out, and odin shemotzia mirsha sa'adon, that surely should get her out of her master's jurisdiction. So may sphere of Hoshaya. Yisera alav ame ivriya shekunas hasman b'simanim v'im isa, and if it was true that an ame ivriya also goes out with the death of a father, so nisdinami misa sav, says in Ratan of Ishayar, that yes, it's a list, but the list isn't complete, and this should have been listed also, according to Rish Lakish. So ma shayar v'tai shayar misa sadam, what was left off is the death of the master.
Never say Tani Vishaya if there's only one thing left.
Right. If there's only one thing, so then it's clearly supposed to be excluded. But if you can name me two things that are excluded, so then, okay, it's fine. Clearly it's not complete. So Gemara says, Imishumisa Sa'adon, if it was because of the death of the master, Lav Shiurahu, that's not an extra. Dekem Dikanam Vish, because this death of the master is also by
a male slave,
not just Nami Evria. So Lokitani, that's why it's not talking about that when it comes to the Yisera Alev Ame Evria. So it's not extra for her.
If you must sell yourself into slavery, pick a really old
guy. Yeah, right. Ve'ela Nisni, yeah, good idea. Ve'ela Nisni Tana. So then why isn't the Ame Yotze Bizneisa Sa'av, why isn't that mentioned? V'elanisti, you should say that. So Tana Davar Sheyesh Lo Kitzba, Ketani Davar She'ein Bo Kitzva, She'ein Lo Kitzva Lo Ketani. Things that have a fixed zman, a fixed time for happening, so then those are listed. But like, things that don't have...
Like 6 years or Yovel.
And I guess Simanim also. The Gemara is going to say that. There's no set time for when she's going to mature. V'ketani, and it's written. So you can't tell me that the Mishnah only lists things that are absolute times. So Amar Rav Safra, ein lahem kitzba lamala, aval yesh lahem kitzba lamata. What does that mean?
There's a lower limit.
Oh, all right.
Well,
the Gemara is going to explain.
Titania, the Braisa says, Ben Teisha Shanim Shevi Saros, Shuma.
9-year-old.
If a 9-year-old has hair.
We consider it a mole. We don't consider it Simanim.
Okay, interesting. That's not considered Simanim. Ben Teisha Shanim Yom Echad, Ad Ben Shtemesre Shanim Yom Echad, Ve'odan Bo. They still stay there, meaning that this thing that we're considering a mole. So then, Shuma. They're still Shuma. All those years, those 3 years, they're still considered a non-pubescent hairs.
So it's in below 9 and 9 to 12. It's all the same thing.
Well, I think the point is that it doesn't...
I think below 9, it doesn't matter how many hairs you have.
Okay.
Between 9 and 12, if it stays the same,
okay,
then it's still considered a mole. But if it were to continue and you'd spread more and more hairs between 9 and 12, it wouldn't be considered a mole.
Yeah, no, I hear David's point. Basically, it should say anything before 12 is not considered pubescent. That's what it should say. What's the difference between that and 9 to 12 is a mole? Just say anything until 12. Either way, there are other ways you could have said this.
But we're going to have a disagreement here. Rabbi Yossi.
Okay, then maybe that's why. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Simon. If Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda believe that if it comes
between 9 and 12,
we can, even though it was there before he was 9, we will consider it to be like it is a simon. Then Shlosha Esrei Shana V'Yom Echad Yireh Kol Simon. Once it's past your 12th year and into your 13th, so then you are considered to be...
Everybody agrees that those hairs are semen.
Wait, so we were missing a year in between. No? Ad ben shtem esrei shan of yom echad, and then ben shalosh shlosh esrei shan of yom echad. What about between 12 and 13? No? Am I crazy?
No, you're right. I don't know.
Okay, let's go. Let's see. Either way, that the point is that there's a minimum amount for an Amevriya that if she has Simanim by then, so that is considered, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, a first kitzbah. But yes, there's no on the high end. It could keep going. Meis Rav Sheish is Rabbi Shimon Omer Arba Ma'anikim Lehem. There are four types of situations where the Eved gets severance. Shlosha B'ish, three of them are for an Eved Ivri. That's the 6 years, Yovel, and the piercing. Or a pierced Eved whose master dies. Ushlosha B'isha, and there are three for an Ame Ivriya. Six years... Yovel and Simanim. Okay.
For Amma Ivriya?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, she's listed Yeser, right? She has more than, which includes everything from the Eved.
Well, he points out, by the way, that the Gemara and Nida discusses this contradiction between why one part of it says 12 and one part of it says 13.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you have to wait till Nida.
Yeah, we'll get there. A few years. Okay, there he goes. So there is a difference. There is overlap. There's overlap, but neither of them have all four. Because the man doesn't go out when he becomes matured, and the woman doesn't go out because she's pierced. The pierced woman doesn't go out when her husband, when the master dies, because that's piercing. She doesn't pierce.
Piercing doesn't apply.
Revi'im Isa, and if it's true that Rish Lakish believes the Amirviya goes out from the Shus Adon when her father dies, then this is not Misa Sa'av. So v'chitim ha'chanam etanim v'shayar ha'va'ha'arba katani. You can't tell me that there's something missing from the list, because the list says the number. It says four. V'chitim atana davar sheish lo kitzvah katani v'davar she'en lo kitzvah lo katani v'asimanim de'en lehem kitzvah v'katani. V'chitim ha'chanam k'dirif safra. If you're going to tell me the same thing about there's no kitzvah l'mal, but there is kitzvah l'mata, v'ha'ika misas adon to ein lehem kitzvah v'katani. That case, the nirtza situation of the man who goes free after being pierced when the master dies, so that is listed, and that's the master's death is not a kitzvah; it's not a set time. So Gemara says misa adon nami lo katani. Really. If the death of the master was listed there, so then you'd be right, but it's not listed. So then if it's not listed, what are the four? So ve'ela arba ma'inihu, shanim v'yovel, v'yovel sheritzia v'amir yivriya b'simanim. Okay, interesting. It's 6 years and yovel, and then there's a separate listed item for yovel of a pierced eved. You would think not. And amir yivriya b'simanim.
You might think that does... needs to be listed separately.
Because he's La'olam.
Says La'olam.
Yeah, right. We talked about that. Right. So Gemara says, "Hachanam mistarvet kain seif yatziyach lom ra'arba be'achan mehem levisha ein simanu be'ish ve'ein ritzia be'isha v'im isa be'isha miyam mishkachas la'arba." There is four for a woman if it was sheish, yovel, simanim, and misa sa'adam. Right. It makes sense that the woman can't have four because, according to Rish Lakish at least, it makes sense because she would have four with Misa Sa'adon if you include that. Shema Mina, it's not including Misa Sa'adon. But that also depends on whether or not you're considering Yovel Shel Ritzia a separate one. So Meister Rav Amram Ve'ilu Ma'anikim Lehem Hayotu B'Sham Yovel V'Misa Sa'adon V'Amar Yivriya B'Simanim V'Misa Nisninam V'Misa Sa'av. According to Rav Amram, there's a different breast that spells them out explicitly. That it's years and then it's Yovel, and then it's the death of the master, and the Amir Riyah is B'Simanim. And if it's true that for Rish Lakish that the Amir Riyah also goes out when the father dies, so then this Dinami Misa Sahav. Why don't we also teach the death of the father? Wait, how did we get out of that before?
Before we said, because it said Arba. But this one doesn't list a number.
I know, but the Brisa before, why didn't it list Misa Sahav then? I think because we had said Tana Rishayar. I guess Tana Rishayar, the Misa Sa'adon wasn't listed, and also Misa Sa'av doesn't have to be listed, I guess. So, V'chi Tema Tana Rishayar, V'ha Elu Ketani, V'chi Tema Dav Sheish Tol Kitzvah Ketani, Dav Sheish Tol Kitzvah Lol Ketani, V'ha Simonim Te'en Lem Kitzvah V'Ketani, V'chi Tema Ha Chanam Kedir of Safra, that it's Kitzvah Lamata, not Kitzvah Lamala, V'hika Misa Sa'adon, which also not gets accused. Tiyufta, Rish Lakish, Tiyufta. Fine, we're done. Rish Lakish, there's no proof that Misa Sa'av does anything for the Amir Riyah to get out. V'ha Rish Lakish Kavachomer Amar. He said a Kavachomer. So the Gemara says, no, Kavachomer Piricha hi. It's a refutable Kavachomer. Mishum Di'ikla Mifrach Ma'al Siman Mish Nishtana Guf. Tomer Misa Sa'av Shekein Lo Nishtana Guf. You can't compare the change of the woman's body to the death of the father, because nothing happens to the woman in the death of the father. So the two things are too dissimilar, I guess. Tana chada enek eved ivri la'atzmo ve'enek ama ivri la'atzma. There's one brisa that says that the severance pay for the eved ivri is different from the severance pay for the ama ivriya. We haven't said what that is, but the tani idach, another brisa says enek ama ivriya umitziyasa. Another brisa says that the severance for the Amir Riyah and anything she finds goes to the father. And the other one only gets the Schar Batala if she didn't do her work. And when she wasn't doing her work, she found something, so the other one gets that thing. Something like that. So my love, so what's the... What's the contradiction here? Oh, la'atzma means that she gets it herself. Okay, I don't know what the havamina was, but Eved Ivri gets his own severance pay, and the Amiri gets her own severance pay too. So which one is it? Does it go to the father? Does it go to her? So my love, ha denafka b'siman, v'ha denafka la b'misa sa'av. Maybe it's just talking about how she gets out. If she gets out because of simanim, so then she's able to acquire her own stuff, and therefore she can accept her own severance pay. And the other one is when the father dies, in which case the father can't get it. So the Gemara says, "Lo,
edv." He says the other way around. He says that if she goes out on the because of Naris, the father keeps the gifts.
Okay, she's still alive, and if he's dead, then he can't get it. Okay,
if he's dead, he can't get it.
So the Gemara says, "Lo, edv." Nafkalam b'simanim v'lo kash shahad yisilav v'hadalei silav. They're both when she goes out because she's matured, and the reason why the Brisa says the father gets it is because the father is alive.
And the one that says she gets it is if the father's not alive.
Okay, but it's always because of Siman, not because of Misa Sa'av, like Rish Lakish wants to say. It always goes to her if the father's not there, because you would think, you have to say that because you would think it goes to the brothers. You can't give anything from the daughter to the sons. Where else, if the Eved goes free, gets his severance, who else would you think of giving it to? Some Rav Yosef, Yud Keres Kachazinahacha. The letter Yud, which is small, is really big.
He says you're making a big deal out of nothing.
Okay, right, who cares? Abai Omer Hachi Omer Rav Sheshes, this is what Rav Sheshes said. Hamani tutaihu detani tutai omer v'lo leval chovo. Lo lo leval chovo. There's a drash that say you don't give a severance pay to a debtor. And I guess that's obvious to everybody else that you wouldn't do that. Oh, we gotta go. All right, up to Gufa. Longer daf today. Shkaya.